Hey there, tension-busting friends. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of chill and motivation. Ever feel like life's a never-ending to-do list with impossible expectations attached? Like you need to be the CEO of flawlessly done everything all the time? You know that feeling. It's exhausting, right? Well, today we're diving headfirst into the land of perfectionism and learning to ditch those unrealistic standards. We're talking about embracing imperfection because guess what? It's not only okay, it's actually pretty darn awesome. Here are 5 things that might just blow your mind. Think, aha. Moments while sipping your morning coffee, about how to say goodbye to perfectionism and hello to a more relaxed, joyful you. First up, perfectionism is often disguised as self-care. You know those nights spent meticulously cleaning or planning every detail of your weekend? It feels good in the moment, right? But guess what? When it becomes a constant loop, you're actually robbing yourself of precious time and energy that could be spent doing things you truly enjoy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't about achieving flawless outcomes. It's about prioritizing your well-being. Second, perfectionism is a thief of joy. Seriously, think about those times when you were so focused on getting everything just right that you completely missed out on the fun. That delicious meal you slaved over but barely tasted because you were fretting about every detail? We've all been there, honey. Number 3. Embrace mistakes as opportunities for growth. You know those cringe-worthy moments when you totally messed something up? Yeah, they happen to everyone. But instead of beating yourself up, imagine them as valuable lessons in disguise. Every stumble is a chance to learn, adapt, and become even stronger. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up, learning, and growing along the way. Fourth, let go of the need for external validation. That Instagram-worthy life you see online? It's often just a curated highlight reel, not reality. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. Everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own goals and celebrate your own wins, big or small. And finally, remember that it's okay to say, no. You are not obligated to take on every responsibility or please everyone all the time. Setting boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and well-being. Don't be afraid to prioritize your needs and decline requests that don't align with your goals. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're at work, facing a deadline, and suddenly you get bombarded with last-minute changes. Your inner perfectionist kicks in, telling you to meticulously rework everything to ensure absolute flawlessness. But hold on. This time, you take a deep breath and remember what we talked about today. You know that aiming for perfect is setting yourself up for stress and burnout. So, you make a conscious decision to focus on delivering quality work within the given time frame, even if it's not perfectly polished. You acknowledge that good enough is often more than sufficient, and you celebrate completing the task without falling into the perfectionist trap. This brings us to our key takeaways. Perfectionism is sneaky, it steals joy, mistakes are golden opportunities. Validation comes from within, and saying, no, is a superpower. Remember, true strength lies in embracing imperfections, celebrating progress, and prioritizing your well-being. So, my lovely listeners, I challenge you to practice one small act of imperfection today. Maybe it's skipping the meticulously planned meal and ordering takeout, or letting go of that need to have every detail perfect on a project. Give yourself permission to relax, let go of the pressure, and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. And don't forget to share your imperfection wins with me on social media using hashtag tensionreleasedaily. Let's build a community of unapologetically imperfect awesome humans together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you are enough, just as you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.